Hello. Hello.
What the fuck have you done to your hair?
Oh, you don't like it, do you?
Have you been to a hairdresser? That's
That
not
was a
me.
fucking very long pause. I went to a barber, dude. I see. I'm
No,
because I
you went
went
to a
there,
hairdresser.
right? You would know the difference. And
I
I came home, and Erin said she thought I looked like a Down syndrome. Or maybe she said,
Say that.
sorry, no. Maybe she said Downy. Or she said it goes down at the front or something. I think maybe I misinterpreted what she said, but it wasn't a compliment, I don't think.
I don't
Okay,
think
and based
so.
on your reaction,
What happened?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what this bit's doing.
It's just curled around all separate to the, and then there's like a wave at the front there,
I
and
can't.
it's
I
like a
don't.
comb over, but fuck.
Well, I don't have control over this. Oh, there you go. Is that better? That's good. Wait up, whatever. Oh, see, I don't fucking know, man. Oh my God, what's happening now? All right, there we, this is an audio podcast, right? The
Yeah,
look
that's
on your
right.
face is really scaring me.
Yeah.
You agree with Aaron's reaction to my haircut, don't you? From the barber.
Everything except the Down syndrome thing,
Okay,
100%.
okay. They gave me beer.
Good.
Yeah.
I need it. I need one to make you look better.
Oh God. Oh, this is I thought I
You gonna
mean
name this barber shop?
it's called
It's actually
Crybaby
not too.
Barber. It's called Crybaby Barber, and I'll give him a shout out because it's what you do after you go there. No, hold on, I feel bad.
It's
No,
fine now
they were
you
great.
put no, it's fine now you put it like that way.
No, I went there with
Holy
Will,
shit.
and my youngest, and he got a
Yes.
haircut. He apparently got a, well, he knows like a small amount about haircuts, but my eldest Geordie knows much more about haircuts. So he asked him
Okay.
what to do, and Geordie said, ask for a mid taper fade. So
Oh
Will
dear. So
rocked
you
up
just
and
went and did
said,
that.
no,
Mid
I don't do
taper
anything.
fade.
I go there and I say, I know nothing about hairdressing. Make it fucking shorter. That's it. All
Yes.
right.
All right.
That's what I do. And then they do
Yep.
whatever the fuck they do. But Will went in there and he said, I'll have a mid taper fade. And then he said, oh yeah, probably a low taper fade would be better. And Will's like, yeah, no, sweet. Yeah, let's do that. And then he's like, zero fade. And he's like, yeah, sweet. Let's do that. Like he didn't have a fucking clue. And then he came back with this haircut where it's like comes down here and goes to zero. Like half
Yes.
his face, side of his head is shaved off. And then he just came home and Geordie just lost his mind about how cool this haircut was. Like he actually took a photo of his haircut to send to one of his
Yeah.
mates. He thought it was so cool. He
Yeah,
gave it a 10
right.
out of 10. Not mine.
Have you
Didn't
got
give
a
mine a
zero
second look.
taper mid fade?
I've got a natural zero fade happening at the front here, like you, much like yours.
I've got the ultimate zero fade, mate. It's
You've got
all
you
zero
don't you
fade.
just don't have the taper. That's the bit you're missing.
Schmaper.
Yeah. You got plenty of the zero.
What have you got to drink?
I've got this beer that I got from the bottle shop.
Oh, is that the same as last week?
It's the same as I had grand plans today to go to an independent local brewery. I had a coffee machine installed at Arundel, and they have a
Yes.
brewery there. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Hound and Stag.
Yes.
So I was going to go there, and then I looked at the opening times, and they were closed.
I
So,
want to have I told you that I want to come down? And when
you
I
have
come and
many
stay,
times.
and I'll do the we'll do the tour de Stavridor Alejandro.
Oh yeah, what do you got in mind?
Well, all the places where I grew up in the early
Oh yeah.
80s.
No. I'm keen for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Bit of walking and all that sort of stuff. What do you got to drink? Oh, actually, I know what you got to drink. Here's what I've got
Yeah.
to drink. I'll sponsor beer, two sponsored beer tonight.
Oh really? Okay. Well, how
Oh,
about I
so
keep
this
mine
is.
out of it?
I
And
actually had this one for a little while. It is independent. It's the Heads of Noosa Munich Dunkel.
that looks good. Munich Dunkel. Okay, wow. Have you got a little
And
a clean glass there to pour into
fuck
or
no.
no?
This actually, I'm looking at this one and I'm gonna change it. It's that
Wow.
bad. It's that bad.
Oh my God. Just give it a wipe. I feel like that would change everything. He's literally left. He's left the fucking podcast to get a better glass. How would the other one be better? It'd be exactly the same.
Going to be exactly the same.
Literally exactly. Have you got like a
It's gonna
microfiber
be.
cloth you can do, give it a little wipey boo with?
It's not that it's no, I don't think any microfiber cloth's gonna. This is gonna be shit, but who cares?
Oh, God damn it. Just drink it out of the bottle.
Reckon?
Probably. I mean, you probably won't notice it as much in the
I mean, I've
glass.
just poured a little bit in there and have a look at it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Just drink it out of the bottle. That'd be quite a
Oh.
nice thing to drink out of the bottle. It'd be, you know, like a bit of chocolatey lager. It'd be a surprise.
Well, this one here, the one that's coming up next, I've got the limited release Baltic Porter.
Oh,
No, it's not
wow.
limited
Okay.
release. It's seasonal reserve Baltic Porter.
Oh, I like those words. That's like
And
that's like
I've
the
already had that out
specialty.
of a glass, but I'm going to drink that out of the bottle as well. So, fuck it.
What was it? Isn't the one you recommended to me the other day a Baltic Porter? You said
Yeah,
I need to get my
we need
lips
to, the
around.
world needs more Baltic Porters. I actually have got one that I picked up from Ager Project in Cape Town called Secret Solstice. And oh my God, fuck me sideways. It was world class, absolute
Bring
world class
it
Baltic
down. We'll
Porter.
drink it on the sands
On
of
the Stabrador
Stabrador.
tour. Yeah,
Yeah,
shit, yeah.
for sure.
Absolutely. Anyway.
And if you want a haircut, I know a great spot in Churn Park. But
Cool.
they could do a beard trim, I guess, if you wanted that.
Yeah. Do they what sort of beers did they have on at the barber?
Asahi. I was fine with
Mm.
that. It was fucking great. But I've never, because I don't really go to places like that ever. I normally go to like Just Cuts and get the cheapest, fastest fucking haircut. But it was actually
Yep.
really enjoyable. But I didn't really know what to do with the beer because there's hair going everywhere, right? So like the
Yes.
whole time I've got my thumb over the bottle. Is that
Yep.
the move? Because otherwise I'm just going to get a bottle full of hair.
Just nothing on a bit of protein, mate.
Nah, that's gross. What do people do? Like you probably don't, you don't know. I'm asking the wrong
I've got no
person.
idea. I haven't been to a
Yeah.
hairdresser in ages. Wouldn't know. I
Yeah.
haven't been to a hairdresser since
Other than
maybe
your own.
1991 or two or something.
Didn't give you free beer back then. Also, probably didn't charge you $45 though.
No, it was probably like $3 or something.
But you know, like you go to a place like that, you get a haircut for $45 and you get a beer. It's pretty much the same
Not a
price
bad
as like a
deal.
Just Cuts, and you get a good banter and a good time
And you get a beer. Yeah, exactly.
and a beer. So yeah.
Yeah, that's good, man.
All right. So are we going to get into the news, or but can we talk
Sure.
about Source Brewing or sorry.
Okay.
No.
You can talk about Source Brewing. I
I
was
don't.
I was I'm very I'm I haven't read the thingo that you sent me, so it's going to
Yeah.
be very difficult for me to opine about Source Brewing because I haven't read the, what was it you sent me? Was it the offer document or something?
The offer document, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't read it, so I really can't make an opinion on it, mate. So why don't you fire away?
No, you said we can't talk about it, so we'll talk about other stuff, so that's fine. We can go we can talk about some other things. What else have we got? Fuck, I don't even have it in front of me. Jesus Christ,
I've
I'm
got it here.
disorganized.
It's Brewski Bar to close after a decade of
Oh
beers.
God, okay. Yeah, it's not the most positive week, and that's probably part of the things, like
No.
yeah.
It's a bit shit. But you know, apparently the story is that the lease was up. The landlord wanted a ridiculous amount of rent, and they just weren't prepared to pay it.
That's fair. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's
So,
a long time to run a venue like that. It's a hell of
absolutely.
an innings.
Absolutely, you know. But you know, I'm hoping that there'll be a big fucking send-off bash because I'm gonna be there. And
Yeah.
I think it's the 6th of August. It's next month, isn't it? Something like that. It's in the story. Is that right? They're doing a bash. There'll be a bash. Has to be. It's
I
like
don't
something.
know. I didn't actually pay attention to that
It's
because I don't live in Brisbane anymore, but I guess it's not that far to go.
but you know, Matt Nant, a couple of bloody legends in the beer scene and that sort of thing. They've still got the bottle shops, my beer dealer bottle shops, and you know,
Yep.
like no shit. I mean, best hugs in Brisbane, Matt Emerson.
Okay, that's
There's not
weird.
even up for debate.
Okay.
I've got this really awesome photo of me and Matt Emerson. We're at like this beer Bris Vegas event. Do you want me to see if I can bring it up? It's fucking classic,
I'm
eh?
very worried about where this is going, but sure. You're normally pretty quick at
And
finding photos.
I'm pretty good at it. Yeah. Is it
Yeah.
photos? No. It's gonna be on the old shit.
And it was a Bris Vegas event, and it was at the Mill, when it was the Mill, right? And there was an event on, and it was a mountain goat event. I can't remember which fucking year it was, but I'm pretty sure probably 2015 to 2018. Let's have a look here, see if I can't find it. And basically at this event, it was making some food, and we were making coleslaw, and there's this really good shot that was basically like, this photo is you, but basically a photo of,
I just want to see the photo of me. So look how handsome I looked and how good my hair was.
You're still handsome.
Oh, less.
And basically, it's going to take me a bit of a while to find this, but basically it was like, you know, you ever seen that movie Ghost with like Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore?
They have the pottery clay, thing going on.
Pottery thing, yeah. We were doing that, but with coleslaw.
Oh, okay. Was it spinning, or you were just?
No, not spinning coleslaw. Just coleslaw. He was behind. Matt was behind me.
Yeah,
and
I'm not sure I want to see this, to be honest with you.
Are you sure? Because it's pretty fucking good. Pretty good. I'll see if I can dig it up
twice. But
don't think twice. Just go with it.
Just embrace it.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, I'm going to see if I can find it. Just keep talking.
Well, it's hard for me to talk after. I could pause it so you can find this ridiculous photo if you want.
No.
Well, okay, well, how about this? I agree with everything you said about Brewski. Those guys are absolute legends, and we had some great times there at Black Ops. Lots of beer launches, and I was amazed they lasted as long as they did. Not because there was anything wrong with what they did. It was just that having a venue in that kind of peak location for craft beer was such a massive thing when they started.
Yes.
I was like, this is crazy. There's no way in the world it's going to work. I remember seeing Matt before I even knew him, right at the time we were opening Black Ops. We went for a beer there, and I was like, this is cool. Might have even gone to the launch of it or the opening. Or was it the opening weekend? And I was like, oh, this is really cool, but there's just no way in the world this is going to work. And they fucking did it for over 10 years. Outlasted
fucking
us.
Oath. Yeah, absolutely.
And
they were doing some really good stuff, you know? And
yeah, they
were
great.
I mean, God, can you imagine? Like, I don't know what's going to happen with Brewski and that sort of thing. Matty Anderson's got to be sitting on a hell of a stash of fucking exit out. You know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I guess you drain the kegs and sell, or do the bottle shop thing. Do the growler. Do people still do growlers in bottle shops? Not as much, do they?
Not anymore. Growlers aren't really a thing.
I know. Weren't they so cool, though? Right, when we started, we did the growler thing, and it was just the coolest thing. We used to do so many growlers.
Yeah.
People used to love it. And it wasn't even that much cheaper than cans. It was just the fact that we didn't put our beer in the can, so it was the only way you could get the beer home.
Save on the tax and all that sort of stuff.
Well, yeah, but not even really that. It was just that you could try our beers in your home as opposed to, you know, a place you're probably driven to and could only have a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the staffies were always like. The beers we took home were always like a squealer or something, or a growler or something. Not super practical, but super cool.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Not so much a thing anymore, but
gotta find this fucking photo, man. Anyway, yeah, I'll find it. I'll dig it up. I'm sure it's on my Instagram.
How about instead of doing it live while we're doing an audio podcast, how about you do it after the podcast while I'm doing the editing?
I'll post it in the Facebook group. How about that?
And then post it. Where are you going to post it? Give us the link to the Facebook group.
Oh, in the Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/ Boss and the Brewer. Don't forget to answer the membership question.
Yeah, people skip
and
that.
Come and join us. And, like, I don't know if we should be letting people in on that basis, but.
Well, I think they need to. I mean, I don't want to really fuck people over too much, but I think of something like a little bit just silly, I guess.
Yeah, just be
or false.
Be funny.
I don't know. Wrong answers only type vibes, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Being funny is hard, but just don't just leave it empty.
Yeah, it's, exactly. It's hard to be as funny as you and I.
Exactly. It's an elite group of people in that group.
Funny.
And we don't expect people to be funny. We don't expect people with good haircuts, but we just want you to answer the questions. That's it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anyway.
All right. Just Wines buys Beer Cartel and Brewcase.
Brewcase, yes. Well, Brewcase. You pronounced that right. Well done.
That's another idea,
Beer
isn't it? It
cartel,
just seems like such a fun idea, the old brewcay.
also an institution of the Australian
Oh,
craft
dude,
beer scene.
2009. That's a fucking long time ago. Well before the craft
Absolutely.
beer thing took off. Well before.
Oh, exactly, yeah. I reckon they would have been even selling Shimei back then.
Selling
When
what?
everyone was in, when craft beer was Shimei.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Remember that?
Hell yeah, I do.
Right, if you
Yeah,
wanted a beer that wasn't a mainstream beer and you went to Dan Murphy's, it was
that was good
Shimei Blue.
shit. Yeah.
Shimei Blue. It still is good shit. No?
Yeah. And the craft and the craft beer survey, I was always a massive fan of that. I thought that was
Yeah.
great
Well,
for
I
the
hope they keep
industry.
that
And
going, eh?
I just think this is one of those things. I mean, they started doing it every 2 years. It's just one of those things. When things get tight, that's the sort of stuff that disappears. And if you read into the, you know, if you read the content in this article from the founders, it basically reads like that they didn't see a good future in what they were doing. They looked out to find someone to buy them, and they found someone, which is great. But
Exactly.
I don't think it's a massive exit to celebrate. I'm not. I mean, if there's people in the group who are crowdfunding shareholders and they know more than I do, and you know they're getting some money back, that let us know. But I would assume no one's doing particularly well out of it, other than the fact that the business gets preserved and the brand stays, doesn't get dragged through the mud by trading the company insolvent and going bankrupt, and someone else lives to fight another day.
Yeah, okay. A little
Well,
bit of
you don't
TMI,
think
but
you don't agree?
who's Just Wines? Have you ever heard of them?
I sure have not, but I read the article. Apparently, they do a
Let's
similar
do a
thing with
little bit of
wines.
Googling. Just Wines. Buy wine online in Australia. There we go,
Well,
that's them.
they bought a couple of brands that were in liquidation, I think, in they're doing a similar thing. Dude, selling alcohol online like this is such a tough business. Like, you think brewing beer is a tough business? There's so many of these brands pop up with investor funding and stuff, thinking they're going to change the game. It's just a very, very difficult business. The fact
Oh,
they did
this is
that
the
for so
mob
long
that
is
did
amazing.
that. This is the mob that did that Sans Drinks. Remember
Yeah.
that?
Sans drinks, yeah.
Like the bar that was a non-alcoholic bar.
Oh,
The
was
whole
it?
thing's, well, it's
They
no, no,
bought it.
it's
No, they
not,
bought
it's
it, I think, didn't
non-alcoholic
they?
wines, non-alcoholic spirits and all that sort of
Yeah, and they
shit.
bought Liquorloot. That was another one.
What's Liquorloot? Yeah,
It's the
that's
same thing. It's like one of those online sort of liquor retailers.
okay. Well, that's just must be what they do then.
Yeah, it was the mini. I think the Liquorloot one was the miniature ones. You know how you get like a few little samples of things, but
Well, there you
yeah.
go. What's the
Yeah,
next one?
I don't know. I mean, that is the most positive story we've got. I feel like that's
That's
in the
it.
current market, that's a win, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a bit of a war zone out there, I'll tell you what.
It is.
Conversations that I've been having with lots of people.
You think it's the bottom? I completely disagree. I have done the whole time every time you've said that, but I don't want to be a naysayer because no one likes that. But no fucking
No,
chance we're anywhere near the bottom.
okay. Let's have that conversation. What does the bottom look like for you?
Well, I think you're seeing signs now. Like when I wrote down the predictions at the start of the year, I wrote down things like the IBA disbanding, no, not just voluntary administrations, but liquidations. Things and those things have already happened this year. But what's going to happen is, because like the voluntary administration thing is like an out, right? It's like things aren't going well, you've got an out, and then it buys you some time. But then it also completely stifles your momentum. And good luck running any business in the toughest market possible with the toughest
Post
conditions
VA.
when your momentum has been halted. And so what you're going to see is examples, like in our next story, we've got Brew Baron closing. That's the kind of stuff you're going to see. Or the Black Ops example, where it's like the VAs don't end in a rosy way. They either get liquidated or someone else comes and wipes everyone out. Or you see the secondary effects, like with Parched, they get bought, and someone comes in and thinks, fuck, you know, it's cheap. I think we can do it. All the shareholders get wiped out, creditors get wiped out, and they start again. And then not long after, they realize actually this is really fucking hard. And even with no debt, it's an impossible bloody business to run. And then that company gets wiped out. And that's a
That's Brew Baron's story.
Exactly. And that's what I think is going to happen. I think you're going to see more.
The history of Brew Baron is that there's the old Parch Brewery in West End went into VA, but went into VA because they wanted to sell it and sell it fast. And that is a fast way to sell a business. Weeds out the tire kickers. And then the people who bought it turned it into Brew Baron. And was not even a year, was it? How long did it last?
Not even a year. No.
Not even a year. Yeah. And that's a bit of a shame. Nothing wrong with the beer because my mate Matty Wolf is the head brewer there.
One of the 12,
exactly. The OG 12 even.
Turns up to more events than you do.
Yeah, exactly. And doesn't get the
fair bit of hair on him as well, unlike both of us.
That's right. So he sort of took on that role or stayed on that role. And then to sort of see that business go on there. But, you know, look, I think that there was probably some, you know, I didn't mind the name Parched. And I think that
it was a good name. I like
it. I thought it was very modern, minimalistic, and suited the West End area. So those of you who don't know Brisbane, West End is the most densely populated part of Brisbane, if not Queensland. There's a lot of brand new apartment blocks around there. It's right in the inner city. It's like 2 kilometers from the CBD.
It's a great spot.
It's a great part of the world. And a lot of young affluent people, you know, they're either no kids or singles or something like that, you know, and it should have done well.
People like
it
you.
It should have been the third place for a lot of young people, you know. When I say third, you know, I mean when I say third place.
Work home and Parched?
And work home and Parched, exactly. Okay. Parched is the third place. But it just never fired as that. And,
yeah, it was a bit of a unique venue in that it didn't, well, I only went there once, but I remember thinking it was a bit of a weird experience walking into the joint. So I don't know if that
as affected. Parched or as Brew Baron.
Parched, like when I went there, I remember sort of, it was early when we went there, but I remember we sort of walked in, it looked like it was empty. We were the only people there and they're like, do you want to sit outside? And it's like, sure. And then we have to go downstairs and kind of sit out the back. I'm not having a go at it, but I'm just sort of saying like, it wasn't like an obvious, wasn't like a, you know, a range or like an obvious sort of.
No, it didn't have street frontage on Montague Road. And so it was very difficult to see from the Montague Road was the main road going through West End. You know, I'm not convinced that the rebrand was, you know, like appropriate for the area and the clientele and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And I think, you know, the messaging is just as important as the beer, you know?
Yeah.
I did a session with my clients this morning on how to make a beer lager, right?
Yeah.
And I was, you know, just having that conversation with them is like, you know, and I said this last week, is that, you know, craft beer or independent beer has not grown in market share in 10 years, right, at all. And all the people who are going to buy Session IPA, Hazy IPA, all that sort of stuff, we've tapped that shit, right? It's tapped. Yeah. It's run out. And the only way you're going to grow is to appeal to the other 92%, right? And what are the other 92% drinking? They're drinking macro lager. You know, they're drinking lager.
We talked about this last week. I don't know if I agree with
but
you,
but then I actually got a really good message from one of my clients, Brenton, down at Kickback Brewing in Aldinga. He sent me a text message yesterday, and incidentally, Beer and Barbecue Festival is coming up in Adelaide this weekend.
Oh yeah, are they sending you a bit of money for that plug you just put in there?
No,
not a kickback of any sorts, or
no. Anyway, basically, Brenton said, you know, I was talking about the session. And he sent me a text message, an amazing message actually, And he said, look, I love the lager that we make. You know, it's not our best beer that we make, but it's the best selling beer. And we make a lot of it. And the thing is that even though it's not an interesting beer to make, it's a challenge as a brewer to make it well.
Yeah.
And I went, cool. And he basically summed it up perfectly well. And you know, and that's where you gotta go. You know, you just got to appeal to that 92%. And that means, and that's not only in the beer and in the liquid itself, right? It's also in your marketing, your branding. I'm not saying that all craft breweries should resort to back to the old racetrack beer labels and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
But there's a way to be contemporary yet appeal to the 92%. That's where we've got to go.
Yeah, I'm not giving any more advice on the topic. Obviously, I know nothing, but I don't know if I agree with you on that. But I do agree with you on the Brew Baron. I mean, I think this is the thing with buying another business. Like, I just bought another business, right? And I only saw, and I bought a business that was, as far as I could tell, healthy, profitable. And I only saw the upside of there's all these things where I can add value. I can just take everything that's happening now and I can add all the value that I can add. And therefore, it will be so much better, right?
Mm.
And I've found out that is absolutely not the case.
Mm.
Like, you know, you discover stuff after you buy a business that you didn't anticipate and you didn't understand. And the things you try to add value on are way harder than you thought. And the things that you didn't value at all were actually quite valuable to the customers. And and that's a business that was healthy. If you're buying a brewery right now that's already gone out of business, there was assumed that it was run by good people that knew more or less what they were doing. They were making good beer. It's already gone out of business. Fucking think twice about doing that. And if your mindset is, you know, I can do it better than they did it, because it's probably a fuckload harder than you thought. And that's a lesson I've learned in the last year, just buying another business. It's you know, it's a lot harder than you think it's going to be, especially a business that's already struggling.
Indeed.
Speaking of 92%, here's one for you might like. Buddy Franklin kicks the carbs, not the beers. Okay.
Who's Buddy Franklin?
Buddy Franklin is arguably the best forward in AFL in the last AFL. 15 years, 20, 15
Who does he play years, for? Say.
Well, he's retired now. He played for Hawthorn, then he played for Sydney Swans, and then he kind of just stopped and then disappeared, and now he's back. I love this quote in here.
Yeah, but go on.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Do your fucking quote.
No, come on.
And then I'm going to fucking destroy low carbon.
No, wait. Okay. As a brand that connects with social sport enthusiasts, I can't think of a better way to bring this product to life than via one of the best kickers in Oz, Buddy Franklin, who figuratively and literally will kick carbs, not beer, with Harm Ultra Zero Carb.
It's funny. Low-carb beer is a really interesting concept because, as far as ABAC concerned, it really skates a fucking fine line about beer and health benefits.
Yeah.
Like, it literally is in the ABAC code. You cannot talk about, alcohol in the context of providing health benefits. But here we are.
Oh, yeah.
Is Buddy Franklin in a tracksuit drinking a low-carb beer? It's everything but the sport itself, you know?
And, 100%. But can I give you another quote, or are you done with the quote?
Yeah, go on, man.
All right, well, Buddy says, with the launch of Harn Ultra Zero Carb beer, we anticipate continued expansion and success for the Harn brand as we cater to the evolving preferences of our conscious consumers. As the face of a new campaign, Franklin said, it's been epic to lace up the boots again for this partnership with Harn. Not to kick footies, but to give carbs the boot.
Oh, it's just, see what they're doing? They're just skating that fucking line about, like, sport. You can't talk about sport. You can't have someone in a fucking, you know, on a skateboard or anything like that. But you can't say, not, you can come out and say, I'm dressed in a tracksuit. I used to be a footy player, but I'm not kicking the footy.
No, I'm kicking the cards.
Fuck off. Fuck off. What a fucking joke. I'm serious, man. It's like, it's just like, this is such a well, it's so well curated, this fucking message, right? About just absolutely, it's like, what was that fucking show? It's like, there's a fucking, there's a line. It's like, don't cross the line. And the guy's coming up, he's going, everything over the line. That's fucking Buddy Franklin right now.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
A fucking joke. Someone from Fair should put a fucking ABAC fucking complaint in.
That's the problem with ABAC is that it's not a real thing, is it? But do you think even in the photo there, Buddy looks a little bit even miserable to be promoting this bullshit, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that beer's not even open. Like, he's not drinking it. It's closed.
No, he's not drinking it. Yeah, it's closed. Like, well, you can't see. That's the thing. That's skirting the line as well. He can't be seen in a tracksuit consuming the beer.
He's not consuming it. He's just
right. That's intentional. That's fucking intentional.
Yeah.
If he was in the tracksuit, it would be he's about to play sport and he's got an open container.
Exactly. ABAC. And if he was smiling, he would be seen to be getting positive benefits from alcohol. But he's not. He's miserable. So it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You can see how pissed off he is about this whole thing. So do you want another quote, or are we done with the quotes?
Give me another one. Yeah, bring one.
All right, one last one. All right. While kicking footies has always come naturally to me, kicking carbs can be a little trickier. That's why it's so good that the experts at Hahn have managed to create a delicious beer that not only tastes great, but has zero carbs. How good? That's exactly how Buddy talks, by the way. Like, that's totally.
Is it?
Oh,
sure.
Sure. Sure. I'm sure he talks like that.
Right. How good?
How good?
Zero carbs. How good?
Yeah. All right.
Hahn has recently. This is another. I love this quote. Hahn has recently come into the highest place beer and the hottest brands for the list for 2024, contributing $56 million of growth to Australia's liquor sectors through the course of 2023 alone. Like, did he fucking memorize that? How does he even know? I don't even know who he is.
Well, that quote is from Hahn, not from Buddy, I feel like.
Oh, is it? Okay, it's good.
Very well written. Yeah, Buddy. It just comes out.
Does fucking Buddy Franklin just sit around with his mates and go, well, you know, Hahn, they added 56 million to the liquor trade this year. But I don't...
Yeah. His mates are like, how good? All right.
Next fucking story. This one's stupid. I'm stepping up to this 7% Baltic Porter out of the fucking bottle. Thank you, Heads of Moosa, by the way.
I'm going to have the Mountain Culture beer I dropped on the ground out the front of the barber / hairdresser. Might be flat. We'll see.
Oh, that's it. We're at Hendo Reacts.
Is that it?
Is that where we're at?
Well, because I took off the source crowdfunding thing you really okay. talk about, so.
Well, you can talk about it. I haven't watched the fucking thing, so.
Well, I didn't watch it either. I just.
You just want to comment on it.
You didn't want to talk about it, so that's fine. I said
prefer not to.
Well, you know, if people want my opinion on it, they could just ask 12 questions next week and I could give them my
that's
own
right.
opinion. That's my opinion is that's, not the same as Hendo's opinion.
Maybe there's already a 12 question. Maybe there's already a 12 question that's there. Just saying.
I could reply in the Facebook group and say, I can't talk about the source crowdfunding because Hendo says I can't talk about it. But if you ask a question about it, I'd be obliged to answer it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do that.
God damn.
But is that good?
Oh, that beer's good. Oh, that's exactly what you need on a nice cold winter night.
Hendo reacts. Hendo reacts. Grab a beer, just sit back. It's time to relax. Hendo.
All right, let's share screen. Share sound. Am I sharing sound?
You always got to share sound.
All right, here we go. Facebook, Hendo Reacts, probably in a group that I'm not in. Let's have a look here. Oops, sound. Oh, yeah. 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 Okay, I'm going to mute that because it's probably a copyright strike.
Yeah.
Okay. You do know this beer, don't you?
No, I don't know anything about this. I saw this. This
okay,
is,
so basically
no
what it is it's a hot poker going into a beer, and it's basically caramelizing the beer. So basically, it's like a big hot coil poker, and they're heating it up with a gas burner.
Yeah,
and it's going into a pint glass from a brewery called Ager Project. Can I just get something? Hang on a second.
Oh, I do know this because you mentioned this. I didn't even notice the glass. And I've left again. So for the audio listeners,
I have the beer.
The same beer.
That's the beer. It's the Secret Solstice Baltic Porter.
Fuck yeah, you got a coil?
There you go. That's the beer.
Amazing. Have you got a coil?
This thing goes viral. Sorts? Yeah, I've got a soldering iron. Does that count?
I can bring it out. How far you've left the podcast twice already? Go leave again.
It's the soldering iron's down the garage. Doesn't get that fucking hot.
Have you got a what stove you? You got an induction, don't you?
Yeah, it's induction. Sorry.
Damn it.
So yeah, that's Ager Project, and yeah, there was me with Rory and all that sort of stuff in Cape Town.
Wow, did they this or no?
Not when I was there. I just drank beers with him.
They only do this for the important visitors. What? This move here with the lighter and shit.
No. Not really. Here, let me have a look here. Let's have a look here. Here. Where is it? There it is. Here's the photo. Here's me with Rory. That's Rory in the middle there at Ager Project.
Okay, that's Rory. But there's no.
And that's Rob. No, that's Rob Stark. His name's actual Rob Stark, as in from Game of Thrones. He's my client. And that's Rob's brother. His name is Henley.
Okay.
And there's no coil there. We're in the brewery. So
yeah. Okay.
And that's the beer. And I've got four of these. I need to find a hot poker, I suppose.
100%. So can you, instead of just skimming over that, can you just explain what would happen if you actually did that? Because I'm kind of intrigued about that.
So basically, if you do that, it caramelizes all of the sugars, like the stone beer. You've been to Stone Beer Festival, haven't you?
Yeah, but I just thought that was just a bit of a fun sort of gimmick.
Garage Project have done this as well at Birvana.
So what happens? They put it in there, and then
they put it in there. It caramelizes the sugars.
You've said that, but
takes all the CO2 out of solution and makes it taste better.
Okay, so it doesn't. There's nothing texturally different. It'd be hot though, wouldn't it? It'd be warm as shit.
No. Well, maybe a little bit, but it'll
100% would be hot as shit.
Yeah,
you're hot as balls. Do you put ice in there or no?
No ice.
Okay, so it gives it a bit.
Bloody good beers there. Oh my god, that brewery was so fucking good, eh? So good.
That's awesome.
Rory's very talented, very very talented brewer.
Have a look at the next one. Name the AE at the start of it. It's a good sign.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
Hendo Reacts 2, Andrew Lang.
Yep. I can normally see your whole screen, but now I can see you and me, and it's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to have volume here.
What
okay,
are we going to do? Oh, this is a shoju.
He was like, is this what Hendo's
that's
Korean
what I did.
Experience was like?
This is what they do. Yep.
Okay. Exactly like this.
Oh, holy shit. Yep, that's it.
His elbowed beer.
Yep, there's like beer going everywhere. There's shoju going everywhere.
Yep, and now she's...
Terra beer. Yep. Now what is she doing?
What's she doing now? You talk us through it, Hendo.
I don't know. I don't speak Korean.
What's she doing now? What's happening there?
Oh.
What is she doing? It's a milking the cow time motion.
I don't know if I can... I've got no idea.
Is this what happens?
I didn't even know they did that in Korea.
Okay. Well, everyone enjoyed it.
She was kind of like rubbing the bottle in a way that the foam was coming out and that sort of thing. And
what do you mean? Be more specific about what she was doing.
Well,
it's an audio
podcast. It's very much like it's like let's just say that this is
a twisting at the same time.
Yeah, but let's just say this is why Korea has a very low birth rate.
Oh, okay, because it all goes in the glasses.
If you've got foam just flying everywhere except where it needs to go.
All right. I mean, I feel like we're getting cancelled for this podcast either way, so you may as well just let it roll.
Why not? No, I didn't say anything bad, did I?
When's the next Korean trip happening? I could
next
be
year,
judge.
I hope. Benny Taylor.
One of the 12, previous sponsored
the
12. Beer, two occasions.
He has, yes, yes. Let's see, what have we got here? King River Brewing Adam Beer. Yes, I saw this. Yeah. Yeah, they're doing an Adam Beer. They're copying us.
They are copying us. They're a very good brewery, multiple Aber Trophy winning brewery out of WA. Also, Rocky Ridge was the WA brewery that did the first bottle of brewer.
The Grodzicki.
So,
yeah,
I feel like a bit of a theme is emerging here. It's either, do you think, are we starting the trends or are we just sort of jumping on the trends? It's a bit of both, right?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I think, yeah.
All right. Well, we need
that's
to do the
chance, girl.
A smooth operator next. That's the next one on the list.
Yeah, but absolutely.
If there's any breweries left for us to brew on it.
Hendo Reacts F1. Oh, before we go into the F1 ones, how good was the fucking British Grand Prix?
I need to see your face fully, to not the screen, before I answer that question.
Rightio. Statements.
No. Ditch the Hendo Reacts. We'll get back to it. And you can tell me.
Oh, okay.
Tell me your thoughts. I want to know what you think.
I think Oscar Piastri should have won that race.
Dude, Oscar is cursed, I think. I think he's actually cursed.
Yeah, he should have won that race. Had he have double stacked behind Lando,
yeah,
he would have won it.
Yep. He finished 12 seconds behind, lost 20 seconds.
He lost, he basically, all of the time that he was in front of Lando, he lost in that one lap.
Yeah.
And he was faster than Lando, and he would have but definitely beaten him, and Verstappen would never have caught up, and Hamilton would never have caught up.
Yeah.
And even then, when Lando went onto softs at the end, off the intermediates and onto the softs, he had fresh mediums.
Oh yeah, I know.
He had fresh mediums, and he took the softs. And
yeah,
there was a really interesting YouTube video that went through the 15 laps where all this happened and the team radio that was going on.
Yeah.
And you hear the Red Bull radio and it's just strategic. It's just like,
yeah, they're fucking switched on.
Radio, mate, Max, you're driving the car. You know when you're going to change. We know what you're going to change onto.
Yeah.
Right. So that was the thing, is like they owned the strategy around which tire he was going to go onto. He just decided when was going to happen.
It's not management by committee where they're asking 50
That was what was happening at, that's what was happening at McLaren. It was management by committee, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Lando timed his changeover correctly. Twice.
Well, he got undercut
But the thing is that, yes, he got undercut. He got caught out by a bit of a shit pit stop as well and all that
Which was partly his fault.
Yeah.
Because he
went
kind of
into
overshot.
The pit box too fast, yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah. Yeah, so he lost a bit of time there. But you know, he made the right calls as to when to change.
Yeah.
But he shouldn't have been making the call as to what to change on to.
No. No. Well, I mean, Red Bull made it confidently. So I don't know if McLaren weren't quite sure. I mean, I suppose they wouldn't ask the driver if they were 100% sure. And all these things are really borderline. Like, it's so easy in hindsight to say they should have done a certain thing. But the double stacking thing was weird. I feel like every team was double stacking. It's obviously not a good thing, but if you're on the wrong tire for a whole lap, like they were lapping so much quicker. That seemed like a real bad
made
call.
A difference. Yeah.
And yeah. I don't know if Oscar's like a bit too chill about that sort of shit. And he's just, because he's so cruisy. Just imagine they get back to McLaren and talk about it. And he's like, oh, yeah, guys, no, it's all good. No worries. I'll just win the next one. I think he needs to just tell them to pull their fucking head.
Well, it's his first season, second season.
I know, but he could have won that race. That would have been his first race win.
He's learning. He'll know.
Yeah, I would like to see him win a race this year. He's got a car to do it.
Would be good. Yes, 100%. Yeah.
How do you find that all celebrations around Lewis winning and everyone's his back? He's the greatest of all time and all the rest of it. A bit much, do you think, or am I just a bit of a hater?
No. Oh, I thought it was a bit much.
Bit much. It was a little bit emotional, though, right?
Yeah, well, he was very emotional, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was good to see him back on the top of the podium, top step of the podium and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know? Very good to see him up there. And good on him.
You know? It was good. And he's hugging his dad and shit. That was cool.
Yeah. I think it's good. And hopefully when he gets to Ferrari, it'll continue.
You know, I think with Lewis being the greatest of all time, I think he would lose to his teammate in at least three of the current teams that are in F1. Possibly mm-hmm. four. I think he would right. certainly lose. I mean, he's losing on time in quality to Russell. We're going to find out at the end of next year that he's slower than Leclerc. He's going to lose to Leclerc next year. That's two teams in his generation that he's slower than. There's absolute certainty that he wouldn't be as quick as Max in a Red Bull. No one's as quick as Max in a Red Bull. So that's three. Who else does he lose to? Is he quicker than Lando and a McLaren?
Well, he wasn't last week. But in
the same hardware. Like, do you think he's a faster driver than Lando?
He's up there,
for sure.
Up there.
But you think of the greatest of all time of every other sport, they're so much better than everyone else. Like, he's not really better than a whole bunch of guys in his current generation.
Not anymore. No. Not anymore. But he's at and he's just past his peak. But he's by no means is he far off it.
I know, but when was he actually better? Like you look at his teammates, and I said this at the time, he was driving around with Valtteri Bottas in the best car in the game, the driver who was very average as his teammate and marginally beating him. Mm. And what's Valtteri Bottas done since then? Like he's lucky to still be in the sport. He's fucking useless.
Yeah, but he gets his butt out on the calendar.
I do like his butt, and I like his
moustache. And he's funny. Yeah. I like his mullet. I like the Uber ad to the yid.
He likes you? Australia a lot. He's got Australian misses, I think, which is
well, good. That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
So
I've got one more hypothetical, and I know I'm being such a hater on Lewis, but one more hypothetical. Right? Daniel Ricciardo at the moment is at risk of getting kicked out of the sport for being too shit, right?
True.
Hypothetical, he doesn't leave Red Bull. Mm-hmm. He stays there, and he has Valtteri Bottas for a teammate for the entire time he's there. I think he's the current world champion.
In RB?
In that scenario. No, Red Bull. He was in Red Bull. Verstappen retires. Sorry. Vettel retires.
Right.
There is no Max Verstappen or he goes to another team or something.
Yes.
They put Valtteri Bottas in the second Red Bull seat. This is a decade ago. And Ricciardo never leaves.
Yep.
I think he's your current world champion. I think he wins the world title last year.
Danny Rick?
Yeah.
Wow. That's an alternate timeline.
I know, but tell me I'm wrong. If he was in the Red Bull last year and he had the teammate that Lewis had his entire career as his teammate, who's winning the world title in 2023? Mm. Yeah, that's how F1 works. You're either a fucking loser or you're the best in the world.
Yeah, that's an alternate timeline.
It is.
That right, is
let's
for
get
sure.
Back to Hendo Reacts.
Hendo Reacts F1 1. Let's have a look here. Oh, I think I wrote this up before.
By the way, one last thing about that race. I think it might be the only time this year I've stayed up that late and not fallen asleep during the race and watched it live. Did you watch it live?
Yep. No, I did not, but I watched it as soon as I possibly could.
Yeah. And it's hard work watching a race live when it starts at midnight. And that's how good that race was.
Yeah.
It kept me awake.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Statement from Scuderia Ferrari. Scuderia Ferrari HP announces that Enrico Cardile is leaving the company, therefore relinquishing his role as technical director, chassis area. After almost two decades with Ferrari, Cardile has handed in his notice and therefore with immediate effect as an interim measure, the chassis area will be overseen by the team principal, Frédéric Vasseur. Holy shit. Everyone at Scuderia Ferrari HP thank Enrico for all his hard work over so many years. I think.
What do you think's going on here?
They're making way for old mate.
Adrian knew he's looking. He's on holidays at the moment, like fishing somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, this is clear the decks. Knew he's in the house.
Looks like it.
Oh, that's big.
That is big.
What are the, yeah, and here we go. Announce Adrian Newey immediately.
Yeah.
Literally only Newey can save this circus. Fucking get Charles Leclerc out of that team for a team principal to give their driver wrong information and then to say to the media that it's the driver's fault for qualifying low. Yeah, put Charles in a Red Bull and let him show all of you exactly what he's capable of.
Yeah, their comments are savage.
New position for Sainz. Let's go. Fuck, I love reading the comments.
Yeah, you love the comments. So that's going to be something to deal with. Lewis and Adrian Newey in a Ferrari. That's fun, isn't it?
Ah, what they see. That's going to be a fucking team up, mate. That is going to be a team up. All right, x.com.
Last one. Formerly known as Twitter, still called Twitter.
Oh, Amelia Clark. Yeah. She's actually really interesting because she's not very social media or tech savvy. She doesn't use phones, that sort of thing.
She seems lovely. Well. I'm a fan.
Oh, she's lovely. Great. And oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, look, we've only been dating a short time, but, you know, we
and
really
your mates
like
with
each other.
her screen collaborator in Rob Stark.
That's right. Yes, I am. So, you know, that's, you know, you meet these people through friends of friends and stuff like that. Yep. And, you know, Charles, keep your eye off my miso.
Yeah, 100%. But look at the words here. They're pretty good there.
Well, it just says Charles Leclerc and Amelia Clark at the British Grand Prix.
No, you missed the first words up the top there.
Oh. Oh, hang on. They both know a lot about horrible seasons. It's funny because it's true. And now you look at the way that they're looking at each other and you go, fuck. Oh, that's very funny.
Oh, did you see the trailer for the F1 movie?
Yes, I did.
It's called F1.
Yes, I know. It's licensed, which is amazing. Yeah. That would explain why they're not going to do Drive to Survive next year.
What do you mean?
I think they're giving it a rest for a year, aren't they?
That's news to me. Really?
I heard that, yeah.
I fucking hope not.
It's a good show.
It is good. I like it. You know what's the movie? Looks a little cringe, maybe, the trailer?
No. What I like about it is a lot of it's shot in amongst
True.
The real deal.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm pretty sure that some of the drivers are going to get acting parts in it. Well, you see that there's fucking...
Gunther Steiner's in it.
Gunther Steiner's in it.
He doesn't even have a job in the sport, but he's in the movie.
I know, and there he is in the fucking movie. Well, why not? You got to do something.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it for sure. I'm a Brad Pitt fan. He's good. All right, let's get into some 12 questions here.
Send it.
All right. What do we got here? First question. So,
then.
Source crowdfunding. Are they a wise purchase in the current market? Has anyone looked at their financial stats? Well, it just turns out that I have looked at their financial
stats.
There you
go. Well, what have you got there?
Well, I mean, I've deleted all of the content I wrote for this because you didn't want me to talk about it, so that's fine.
No, you shouldn't have deleted it. Why don't you just give us your thoughts then if someone's asking?
Well, I've deleted all my notes now. I don't really know what to say about it.
Just hit undo.
Yeah, I'm trying to, but it's still there. See version history. Is it back? Let's have a look at what we got here. Nah, it's dead. All my source notes are dead. But that's okay. I do have some thoughts on it. Specifically in the prospectus, the offer document, right? It's specifically said. So basically this company is doing $2-ish million a year in revenue. They're valuing the company at $14 million, which is saying,
okay,
this company, the brand, is worth $14 million. They have a specific statement in there that says, we believe the company is solvent because we've paid all of our debts as they fall. Right?
That's a standard statement in a CSF.
No, EOI, I don't think so. It's not like a disclaimer statement. It's in the financial section. It says we believe we're solvent for this reason. And my memory sent me back to when we talked about the Newcastle distilling voluntary administration, which was almost a year ago now.
Yep, yep.
And
yep.
we read through the VA report, and it listed 14 things.
Correct.
That were signs of, an insolvent
company. Insolvent company. Yes, yes. Yeah, right. I remember that.
And you can get on ChatGPT, and because this content is not available that much out there, that's why I thought it would be useful to talk about this. Not necessarily because of source, but because people think that if they're paying their debts on time, then their company is solvent. But actually, there's a whole bunch of signs that your company may not be solvent. And it's not black and white, and we've talked about it on this show before. It's a gray area. But it was things like in Source's case, the business is declining. You can see the revenues last year. This year, they're on track to do much less. Mm-hmm. They're losing money, so they're burning cash. I think their cash flow statement, they said they're burning $250,000 a year. It's a lot of money for a company raising currently $250,000. Like, that basically says they're raising money that will get them going for a year, and that's about it. They've got a negative balance sheet, which was another thing in that list of 14 things about signs of insolvency. And another one was, can't get any money from other sources. Which is the interesting thing about it, is that, like, if you raise money and tell the market the company's worth $14 million, the brand's good, the business is good, the company's solvent, and you're successful in raising money, does that therefore mean you are solvent because you're successful in raising money?
Mm.
Because that's one of the things, it's one of the signs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was my point. And if you look back through other crowdfundings that happen, or other businesses that have gone into voluntary administration or liquidation, you see a history of those exact things: the negative balance sheet, ongoing losses. Not and debts to the ATO. Source didn't mention debts to the ATO, but they've got $100,000 in the bank and they're losing
not on the balance sheet
a year. Not specific. Well, they said borrowings of $150,000 or something on there. It's quite vague about what that is for.
Would you have to disclose a debt to the ATO on your balance sheet?
Well, if you're saying in there that you've paid all of your debts as they've fallen due.
We're not suggesting for a second that Source has an ATO debt or anything like that. I'm asking the question: if you did have one, would you have to mention it? I suppose.
Well, that's a good question, because I know when we were going through this at Black Ops, I was raising the red flags around the fact that we couldn't afford to pay the ATO back. And I know other breweries have gone through this. Yeah. And I was concerned that if we got into more debt, we wouldn't be able to pay the ATO back. And what was coming back at me from the other directors was, as long as we pay the bills as they fall due, the company is solvent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going back to the ATO and saying, I need another 6 months, I can't pay this particular bill, but if you give me an extension and you let me do it on a payment plan and you only send me a $20,000 invoice instead of a $250,000 invoice, then I can pay that bill. And then technically, okay, then maybe you're solvent.
Then you're paying that bill.
But these are really dicey situations. I think these breweries are dangerously close to insolvency. And we had this conversation when we talked about Filter and their numbers and their crowdfunding. And looking at the Source one, I think they're fucking terrifying numbers, and this is not financial advice, and that's only my opinion and not yours, and that's it. Thank you for the question.
Okay.
Next question.
Bill, better you got that up your chest, mate?
I feel like this doesn't get talked about enough, and I think being honest and being truthful about these things is much better for the industry, and the industry needs a lot more competence and understanding around these areas.
As much as
you don't want to talk about it, no one else wants to talk about it, and you get pigeonholed as an asshole for talking about it, I think it's important. So that's why I talk
fair
about
enough.
It.
Yep, fair enough.
Luke Miller, as per Hendo's IG story, in the short-term future of independent craft beer, making your own version of macro lager, what's your favorite macro-style lager brewery? Mine would have to be Heads of Noosa. There you go. 3.5 lager and Japanese lager are flawless. Well, that's a very timely question.
As in independent, or?
He didn't say independent, but I think he means that. Macro-style.
Macro-style lager. Yeah, look, here I am drinking Heads of Noosa, and I love their Japanese lager. I think it's very good. I remember the first time I tried it I was actually at the brewery doing a tour of the brewery for some reason. It's up on the Sunshine Coast. And tried it. I went, it's fucking good. And so, yes, I would say that. I'm also going to give a big thumbs up to Kaiju Cerveza.
Yeah.
As well. That beer is straight up a fucking game changer for the those macro style lagers being done by an independent brewery. And purely because I have a lot of respect for Nat the brewer and the work that he's done to try and perfect a very difficult style of beer to perfect. Absolutely. What else do I like? I don't mind Carumman Valley Lager. That's pretty good too. You know, but Smokey, I was talking to Smokey today. He's done a lot of work on that beer. Funnily enough, I did sort of speak out and say that I was a fan of Range, and I do love Range. And I tried their they actually I was over at the patio thing over in Paddington a couple of weeks ago. And
what's
I tried
that like? I have not been there.
That's good. Pizza's good.
Yeah.
Good nice. Pizzas. I tried their new lager that they've got. That was actually pretty good. Just straight up crispy boy. It was pretty good. That's actually that was probably the best lager that Range have done.
Yeah.
That's why I like Range, because they just they do something, it's okay, they want to make it better and they keep making it better, you know. And also I would probably say the Newstead Japanese lager as well. Very good.
Nice.
And Felon's Crisp. How could I forget Felon's Crisp?
Oh, Felon's Crisp, of course. That was like six solutions there. I'll say I'm not
sorry
really
for the
a lager
lack
drinker.
Of clarity, but I like them all for different reasons. They're all very different beers to each other, you know, from my perspective, and I love them all.
I enjoy it. Is a Czech Pilsner classify as a macro lager? Can you just accept my answer? No? Too fancy?
Nope. Too hoppy, too bitter.
But it's not really. Yeah, okay. All right.
Where's the last fucking macro Pilsner that you've ever had? That's 40 IBUs and
I get,
it just don't exist.
That's fair. Do you remember Pils? Yeah. That was a good beer back in the day.
Which one?
Pils, the one that was just called Pils. Was it Tui's? It was just
Tui's
called Pils.
Not sure.
I'm going to Google that right now.
Yeah. What about Resch's? That's a Pilsner.
Well, I'm in the group, but I don't think I ever. Was it?
A fucking silver bullet, mate.
One of our listeners will tell us what the fucking beer I'm talking about is in a bottle. Anyway, I don't have an answer there. I'm not really a lager drinker, but I'd like the Stomping Ground Czech Pils, and I'm not allowed to give that. But
did I tell you what I did last weekend?
Cut someone's hair?
No, and I bought tickets to Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Or the International Beer Cup and that sort of thing.
That's a good idea.
And
it's real cheap at the moment.
It is. I got the tickets like about $400 return.
Wow.
And
40, really?
And 40,000 and 40, yeah, rewards points and 40, only 40,000 points too.
Oh.
Pretty cheap.
Okay. I don't have any points. That's going
to
hurt.
Need to show you.
I want to take the kids there.
Yeah, take the kids there. Yeah, let me show you. This is what okay. Dumb shit that I want to do in Japan.
Mario Karts, Tokyo. Oh, I've seen these little fuckers.
Capybara.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Capybara bathing in hot springs with lemons or oranges.
Yeah, I've seen them like walking single file, like down the road.
Yeah. I've never seen a capybara, and I've never seen a capybara bathing in a hot spring with citrus.
No.
That's what I want to fucking do.
Literally got one
I'm
in
an
his
idiot.
Head.
I am an idiot.
That's cool. I would do
of
that.
Of all the things that I could do in life, I want to see a capybara bathing in a hot spring with citrus.
Yeah, that looks
preferably
fun.
With the citrus on its head like that.
On its head like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Would you do the Mario Kart thing in Tokyo? Or that's pretty
dicey. Shit, yeah, absolutely.
You don't give a shit about your safety.
Fuck no. Especially when it comes to things with engines in it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Paul James, suggestion. West Coast Roast. Well, I mean, you gotta get the name right first. We're moving to WA. West Coast Roast, I assume he means East Coast Roast, otherwise he knows what the fuck he's talking about. / Hiker collab launched at Hiker 2. Oh, yeah. No, that's a bit too close to home. I think I'll leave that one alone. But I'm keen to do a coffee beer. I've got coffee. I've got fuckloads of coffee. Anyone wants to do a coffee beer? We'll do it.
Yeah. All right. I know how to use coffee in a beer.
Yes, you do. award-winning coffee beer producer.
I think between the three of us that we could make something happen.
We can figure it out. Mm. Question, does Paul Metcalf, does Batby get emails anymore? Didn't recall it in the stats. Get emails? As in email subscribers?
No, emailers into people email us.
No, but he said stats, so he must mean email subscribers.
Oh.
That's a good question. We do have MailChimp. I haven't looked at that in quite some time. Should I look at it right now?
Go on then.
I'll probably 2FA me. I don't think we have many email. I think we had like three.
Okay.
We only sent one email, I think.
Yeah.
In the history of Boston the Brewer.
Okay.
What are we going to do if I don't get free hosting anymore? Are we just going to shut this thing down?
I don't know. What's the move? You'd be right.
All right, let's have a look. Audience, all contacts. We've enhanced AI. Of course, you have. We've got 38 subscribers.
Great.
I don't remember how many we had before, but probably not many more than that, not many less than that. We don't send emails. We're doing shit. You're too busy. I'm too busy.
I've got shit to do.
100%. Adam Buckland, two landlord-related closures in a week. A big previous one as well with Brackett having to pack up their brewery and move house. Question, are landlords the new enemy of the industry? This is an interesting one because I'm seeing this outside of beer as well. Like most of the issues we talk about are beer industry stuff, but it's so easy to say the landlord's the enemy, but the landlord has their own P&L that they have to live by. You know what I mean? Like their costs go up. They need to get a certain amount of money for the rent. And
really?
Yeah. It's a business.
On commercial
like any other
property.
Business.
On commercial property.
100%.
Loans and debt and everything else they have to do. Yeah, but as a commercial tenant, right?
Yeah.
The tenant pays all the outgoings.
Yeah, but owning commercial property is a business like anything else.
Of course, it is. I understand that.
That's like saying the consumer pays all the excise in beer.
I get it. But the only real cost to a commercial landlord when they don't have no, they're not putting their hand in their pocket at all is the interest rates.
Definitely not true.
What else is there?
Definitely not true. Well, landlords, so they've got the building that they've paid for. They've got the sunk cost of putting the money into the building. They've got the interest on the money, which is going up every year.
Mm-hmm.
They've got any kind of maintenance or weird issues that pop up that aren't specific to the tenant, which happen a lot. Like the difference between having a good landlord and a shit one is chalk and cheese, because a good landlord will like totally understand that improvements to the building are like a landlord thing that they're happy to contribute to, and other shit is a tenant thing. The landlord is not the people. Like I've got a good experience with landlords. Most of them are very reasonable. It's an ongoing challenging negotiation with tenants to work out how to get them to pay a market rate, who's paying for what. They're not assholes. It's like a thing that people complain about their landlords being the assholes and the enemy. I'm not buying it.
Okay.
You disagree. Share your thoughts.
I agree with all those things, but I just don't think that, to be fair, I don't know what the rent that they're asking, you know, take Brewski or Bracket or whatever and that sort of thing is going up by. Yeah.
Have a read of the Black Ops VA report and see how much the landlords at Black Ops lost in the last year they were trading.
Yeah, right.
And tell me those guys are assholes. Anyway, unrelated to the question, but no, I don't think they're the enemy. I think it's just an easy thing that you can put in an article, scapegoat, blame the landlord. There's market rates. The market rates for rent exists. And you have to be smart with this shit. And that's actually another thing, like we've talked about in the show about being financially smart. The guy who roasts my coffee, Byron, we have these conversations all the time because he used to run cafes.
Mm-hmm.
He told me today, like if you don't have your rent under control for your cafe, that will be the biggest killer out of everything. And that's not really anything I'd ever thought about before. Like in the beer game, I never thought about it. I just sort of thought, okay, well, this is what they're charging. That's fine. We'll work it out. We'll sell the beer and everything will be fine. But in hospo, like restaurants and cafes, they're fucking on top of this shit, like proper on top of this stuff. Like the numbers don't add up. They'll shut up shop and they'll leave. or they won't do it. It's like it's a super important financial thing. You can't just blame the landlord because the rent's too high. If it doesn't work for your business, then the business doesn't work, and it's not the landlord's fault.
Yeah.
Bo Curtis.
Oh.
Okay. Well, no, he's replied to that saying every business that doesn't own its premises are at risk. Interest rates go up. Yeah, I mean that's a good point. If you're lucky enough to own your premises, that's great too. But also, then you've got the whole problem of having different owners of the building and the business and all that shit. And
yeah.
Okay. Luigi, question two: why life is so cruel? I don't know what to say about that one. Bro's gonna be laughing. I'm just gonna take a sip of my beer, and you can answer that question. Uncomfortable silence.
Oh, I don't know what the answer to the question is.
Okay. Are you Googling something? What's happening?
No.
All right. Luigi, why did I forget that half six-pack of Norwegian beer inside the fridge at the hotel where I stayed last night in Sydney?
Oh, dude.
Oh, no. Like, it was his and you left it
there? He must have left it there. That's
really disappointing.
I wonder what brewery it was.
Does that information help us work out who he is or not really? Sydney's a big place. It doesn't really help.
He's dropping hints. That's what he does.
I think that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good episode, Hendo.
Love your work.
Love your work. When do you come to the Gold Coast?
When are you no kids weekends?
Next week.
The 20th and 21st?
Put in your calendar, my kid-free week, and then your own plan, and then we could work out a little bit of an overview.
Yeah, okay. I've got Becky moving up on that weekend. I might be able to do the 3rd of August. That's before I go to fucking Fiji.
All right. Well, you've got a busy schedule. I don't. So let me know.
I'm a busy man with busy aspirations.
Yep. Right, mate. Love your work.
See you next week.
See you next week.